Okay, I would like to present our next speaker, Dr. Jessica Friga. She's a graduate of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill School of Public Health. She's earning an MPH with a concentration in maternal and child health. She's currently a program analyst at Community Care of North Carolina, where she works on the Pregnancy Medical Home Program for North Carolina Medicaid recipients.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today I'm going to present to you an analysis performed by our Pregnancy Medical Home team at Community Care of North Carolina regarding predictors of postpartum follow-up among North Carolina Medicaid recipients. I'm required to tell you that I have no relationships to disclose. By the end of this presentation, there are a few key points that I'd like you to come away with. I'd like you to be able to identify new strategies to measure postpartum visits in the North Carolina pregnancy medical home population. I'd like you to be able to describe the value of postpartum visits for interconception and well woman care, identify predictors of missing the postpartum visit, and consider interventions to increase postpartum visit rates. The Pregnancy Medical Home Program launched in 2011 and is a partnership between Community Care of North Carolina and North Carolina Medicaid. The purpose of the program is to improve perinatal outcomes, specifically by reducing the rate of preterm birth and improving quality of care in the pregnant Medicaid population, while also achieving cost savings. At least 85% of prenatal care practices are currently pregnancy medical homes, including more than 1,600 individual prenatal care providers, and up to 57,000 women per year may receive their care at a pregnancy medical home. Providers are incentivized to participate through financial incentives, including an increased rate of reimbursement for vaginal delivery equal to that of the rate of reimbursement for cesarean delivery, bypass of medical necessity review for obstetric ultrasounds, and incentive payments for completing a risk screening form at the beginning of pregnancy and for completing a postpartum visit at the end of pregnancy. Postpartum visits are an important part of the pregnancy care continuum. For many women, this may be the last time that they see a care provider until their next pregnancy. The visit allows an opportunity to follow up on pregnancy issues and overall health issues, such as contraception, which can promote a healthy birth interval and thus reduce the risk of poor outcomes in subsequent pregnancies. Postpartum depression screening. Postpartum depression can affect a number of facets of both the mother's life and the infant's life and even the partner's life as well. And you can't treat postpartum depression if you don't screen for it and know that it's present. Breastfeeding assessment and support. The longer infants breastfeed, the lower the risk of adverse health outcomes for both the infant and the mother. And follow-up from complications surrounding the pregnancy or delivery, which can help prepare the mother for subsequent pregnancies if she chooses to have more children. The visit also allows an opportunity to follow up on any overall health issues that the patient may have and link the patient to a primary care provider for ongoing well-woman care. Unfortunately, it's difficult to measure the rate at which women attend the postpartum visit due to the way pregnancy care is billed. For example, in North Carolina, approximately 50% of maternity care among North Carolina Medicaid recipients is billed using the global fee, which is a code that's general to all of maternity care for that pregnancy and is not granular enough to specify if the woman actually showed up and attended her postpartum visit. The best measurement tool we have currently is that $150 pregnancy medical home incentive for completing the postpartum visit. Using this claim, we find that just under 50% of women are attending the postpartum visit, and we know that about 20% of practices are still not using the code, and the majority of those are health departments who, until very recently, were not authorized to bill for that incentive payment. By identifying factors that are associated with missing the postpartum visit, we may be able to direct interventions to improve postpartum visit rates. So what are the variables that predict if a North Carolina woman with Medicaid coverage attends the postpartum visit? To be included in this analysis, patients must have delivered between April 1, 2012 and December 31, 2012 and received care at a pregnancy medical home. Patients receiving care at local health departments are excluded from the analysis because local health departments could not bill for the postpartum incentive during this time period. And women must have had Medicaid coverage during the pregnancy. Patients with emergency Medicaid, which only covers the delivery and no prenatal care, were excluded from the analysis. 28,404 patients met the inclusion criteria out of 40,432 non-emergency Medicaid deliveries to women who were not at local health departments during the time frame, and 45.3% of those included patients had a paid claim for the postpartum visit. using data from the North Carolina birth certificate, Medicaid claims and eligibility, and risk screening forms from our pregnancy medical home practices, we did a multivariate analysis using a backward stepwise deletion process to retain those variables that were significant. 12 variables remained in the model, and we saw an interaction between the mother's type of community, meaning rural, micropolitan, or metropolitan, and those are based on the Census Bureau county-based statistical areas, I think is what they're called, and type of prenatal care practice. So the interaction was between the, how rural the county was and the type of prenatal care practice, and some of the prenatal care practice types that we included were FQHC, private OB, academic medical center, family medicine, or high-risk OB. Overall, we found that when the pregnancy resulted in a poor birth outcome, specifically preterm birth or low birth weight, the mother was less likely to show up for her postpartum visit. Older mothers, less educated mothers, and mothers for whom this was not their first child were also less likely to attend the postpartum visit. Young women were more likely to attend, as were women with a high school education or higher. Non-Hispanic Black mothers were least likely of all races and ethnicities to attend the postpartum visit, and women who did not enter prenatal care in a timely manner were less likely to attend a postpartum visit. Women with non-gestational diabetes were less likely as well, which may indicate poor linkages to healthcare. These are some of our variables that were included in the model. I'm going to show you some demographics first. You can see that all of these are statistically significant. I want to point out parity here. So the odds ratio here is pretty low, but what we did in this particular model was we made parity a dichotomous variable, so it's only if she ever had a baby or not. I wanted to say, though, that what's interesting is I did another analysis where I retained parity in terms of how many, the number of babies that she'd had at that point. And for each increase in the number of live births she's had, she's less and less likely to go to her postpartum visit. I also want to point out that we don't have odds ratios for community type or practice type because there was an interaction. We can't effectively show you odds ratios. But those two variables were independently still significant in the model. I also wanted to show you infant and mother health variables that are in the model. I'm pointing out the diabetic, the non-gestational diabetes, because we also included gestational diabetes in the model, but it fell out as well. And in terms of pregnancy services, I wanted to point out that patients who entered care in the last trimester were most likely to miss their postpartum visit. This could be because of patient, provider, or system-level access issues. Patients who don't seek care until late in pregnancy might be less likely to seek care after the pregnancy is over, and these patients may also be experiencing problems with access. Patients who received care management during their pregnancy are at a higher risk of poor birth outcome, but by receiving care management, they're also more likely to then attend the postpartum visit. So patients who were not care managed were more likely to miss. Some variables that we included in the original model but fell out during the analysis were mode of delivery, which was surprising. We expected cesarean versus vaginal might stay in because women often will have a wound check maybe at the postpartum visit, but it fell out. Smoking status, gestational diabetes, as mentioned before, and preeclampsia during the pregnancy. This analysis may allow perinatal stakeholders to target interventions and education at groups known to be at high risk for missing their postpartum visit. Patients may not keep their postpartum visit because they may not see the benefit of the visit, and targeted education could be developed to improve the perception of the visit. Furthermore, the visit itself may truly not be valuable to patients, depending on content. Standardization and improvement of postpartum visit content may help reduce this possible problem. And linking women to with services that will make the appointment more accessible, such as transportation or childcare, could improve attendance. Care management is clearly an intervention that's associated with higher postpartum visit rates, and it may be a good place to focus our efforts initially in order to increase these visit rates. Thank you very much.